That's enough. Stop looking at my pictures, okay?
I'm afraid to look at your pictures.
There's nothing
bad.
They're
not that bad.
They're not bad at all, so don't worry.
I've seen half of the male podcasting community's dick, it probably wouldn't shock me.
Oh, that's big little that's big Ricky's sticky.
I still haven't seen Big Fatty's balls.
Oh God, I have.
I have.
You have? I haven't seen Big Fatty's balls.
I hear all about them, but I've never seen them.
Oh God, they are enormous.
Is it like a wrecking ball hanging from a chain?
Jesus.
And he's maybe that big.
And he is seriously a tiny, tiny man. He's like 5'3". He is super tiny, and his balls are humongous.
Really? That is quite interesting. What does he? No, I'm not going to go there.
And where does he show these?
Somebody had a picture of them and bring them around.
I was hoping. I was wondering. It wasn't like a rite of passage for gay days or anything like that.
No.
Yeah.
I think he left his man page open at somebody's house once, and they saw all his pictures.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Well, I still haven't seen Big Fatty's balls.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 765 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of January 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are gonna head down into the Fat Cave for the first time in 2011. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, we are nearing the end of the first week of the new year. Oh, dear, it's exciting, y'all. It is just exciting. But anyway, y'all, Hump Day was not a bad day for Big Fatty. I finally got a pretty good night's sleep. And I'm starting to get back into routine. And so it's nice to, I thoroughly enjoyed the holiday, but y'all, it is nice to be back in a routine also. And, I know that there are some that their routine is just to be slovenly and, and to soil themselves. But I don't know. Y'all, evidently on yesterday's A Little Show, y'all, everybody seemed to love Big Fatty singing along yesterday. So we may have to do that a little more. Big Fatty, please, for the love of hydrogen, don't sing anymore. But y'all got quite a few comments about that. Y'all, by the way, the comments are not working. Let me just go over here to the BFO. Because the comments, are, once again, they're not working properly. I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, they're not working properly. It's just like two, I say Tuesday show. Y'all had three comments over there. Didn't even know it. And y'all, they were from Straight Bob. And from that Kim... Beva, and y'all, she says that she's as real as her sheep. Yes, Big Fatty. Straight Bob was commenting over there, and then y'all on yesterday's A Little Show, y'all, Straight Bob, I'm telling you, Straight Bob and that Kim Beva. Y'all, they just it's like a mating ritual. They get on the BFO and they chit a chat with each other, and it's like they're strutting their stuff around. Oh, look at me! Oh, look at me! Meh, meh. Hoppity 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 hoppity. Waltzing Matilda. Oh, diggity! Oh, diggity! And. And so anyway, y'all, by the way, I don't know if you looked at yesterday's show art, but y'all, that was a picture of Straight Bob on the surfboard. And y'all, yes, we love a wetsuit, because y'all, quite frankly, when Big Fatty looks at Straight Bob wearing that, it gets Big Fatty wet. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. So anyway, but y'all, the comments are not working. So if you don't hear from me, it's not because I don't care. It's because I'm not getting the comment. No, Big Freddy, we know you care, unlike others. So anyway, y'all, by the way, Hump Day, evidently I've gone back into famine as far as the gentleman callers go. So anyway, it was nice while it lasted. Y'all, by the way, have you seen this this thing on the TV machine of this homeless man that wants to do voiceover acting? I mean, y'all, I did not realize that I'm not gonna mention any names here.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Easy to get voiceover work, cause you know y'all, everything I've ever heard is it's very. Can't do this. Poor Brick Patty. But y'all, this man, he's, hello, this is the homeless man, and you're listening to the BFO. And y'all, he's been on the TV machine all day long. Y'all, he's getting all kinds of $10,000 jobs to do voiceover work. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. So, and times are tough, y'all. Times are tough. And, you know, we need to, y'all, and seriously now, by the way, it's been raining all day here in Chucktown. And, y'all, you check on the elderly. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty's joints get a little, I don't want to say tight, or I can just feel them. Let's just put it that. And y'all, I'm afraid it's a visit from my good friend Bursitis. And y'all, that is what is that? I don't remember what that is. Ah, Big Freddy, you vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I'd asked for help on the Southwest Airlines and getting the hotel assistance, and y'all, the response has just been overwhelming. Miss West wrote about a 15-page angry man letter over at the BFO about how to go through the boarding process for the Southwest Airlines, and Logan out there in the San Fran that I fly on, that Virgin Atlantic, and y'all, I don't know if he knows it, but that's the Pacific Ocean. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, we've had several entries into the number one fan and coupon contest. Y'all, we've, of course, our first entry, as expected, was from that Beaver. Then Larkin, y'all, Larkin out there in the Sacramentos, he has entered the contest. Moose, you know, he's not eligible for the 2011 number one fan, but he is eligible for the coupon contest. He's gotten his guess in. Hat M, despite calling Big Fatty out on the coupon, he did put in a number. Y'all, we've heard from Miss Kathy Bacon. Brother Sinatus has gotten us his entree in, and y'all, that Teresa out there in the Seattles has gotten her guess in, and y'all, remember, you've got until the 4th of February, so y'all, we've got plenty of time.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Into the BFO. Who the hell sent it, desk? Y'all, Big Fatty still didn't have any idea who sent the $25 iTunes card.
iTunes. FATTY. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
Correct. And y'all, on Tuesday night, y'all, that was the debut, the debut of the Live to Dance, y'all, with that batshit crazy Paula Abdul. And y'all, it wasn't bad. It was 2 hours. That was a little long. But y'all, thank goodness. Thank goodness they... I think that they are only doing two nights of kind of the preliminaries, you know, as opposed to that American Idol that's starting up pretty soon. And because y'all, it seems to me like their auditions go for like 3 weeks. I mean, it is relentless. But I think Tuesday night was the only night of the auditions. And then Wednesday night, they're going to choose the top 18 teams or something like that. And then the live shows start next week, I believe. I don't really know. But, y'all, it's up against that $1 million money drop. And, you know, Big Fatty loves a quiz program. And, y'all, the winter wipeout, I think, is starting. When is it supposed to? Oh! Y'all, let me just go over here for a second. Oh, I can just shut this manhunt down. Oh, Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the folks from the Dragon podcast, from the live show. You heard the Red FF Pop, not Pop. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Red FF Pop and Nessa and y'all, the Haunt Cub, Jay, the Haunt Cub, he was saying that he had never seen a picture of Big Fatty's testicles, giant testicles, and y'all, we'll need to work on that. But y'all, Jay and Ron, they had their anniversarium on Hump Day, and I hope there was some humping to celebrate it. Jay, all you gotta do is ask Big Fatty, more than happy, and y'all, there's more than enough to go around. And y'all, you also heard, Veritable Virgo, evidently he's not seen him either, I don't know who else, the Red FF Pup, I don't think has seen, I don't know who's seen him and who hadn't, y'all, I mean, you're Big Fatty, and, but y'all, also, you heard Gavin. And y'all, Gavin's been in the hospital, so we're going to send out good wishes to him because he's had some sort of a stone. Y'all, he's been passing a stone or something like that. Or perhaps it was a West stone he was trying to pass. I don't know. But we hope Gavin's feeling better. But y'all, what'll make all of you feel better is later tonight at 8 p.m. in the evening in your local time zone. Y'all, it is the premiere of the Winter Wipeout. And y'all, it looks like it is absolutely going to be just a hoot. It is just going to be a hoot. So y'all, if you enjoy the summer wipeout, this is a winter themed wipeout, y'all. So you might want to check it out. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do that. Yes. Now, y'all, if you don't know what that music is, then shame on you. You know, you probably just watch the Hot Topics on the View or something like that, so you don't get to hear the opening music. But, y'all, that is the music to The Price is Right. And the reason Big Fatty is playing that is, y'all, I went to the WWW for The Price is Right, and, y'all, they are going to be filming at Television City in Hollywood at the Bob Barker Studios. They are going to be filming on the 23rd and the 24th of May when Big Fatty is out in the Los Angeles area. And y'all, Big Fatty has been to a taping of The Price is Right before. And y'all, it's a pain in the ass. It is a super, super pain in the ass to go see a taping of it. But y'all, it is one of those things that it is almost a rite of passage for a quiz program lover.
And quite frankly, Big Fatty's thinking he might want to do that while he's out there in the city of angels, y'all, on the big trip. And y'all, if there's any of you out there who might be interested in going to one of those tapings, either that Monday or Tuesday, y'all, they do a taping like at noon and then one like at 4 o'clock in the p.m. in the afternoon. But y'all, if you're going to the noon taping, you have to be there like at the ass crack of dawn. You got to be at these things like 6 hours ahead of time or something like that. And y'all, they hand out more tickets than they have seats, so there's no guarantee that you'll get in, and there's even less of a guarantee that you'll get to come on down. I'm back, Freddy, y'all vaga. But y'all, I just think it would be a hoot. So y'all, if you're interested in going to a taping of The Price is Right with Big Fatty, let me know, because I'm going to request some tickets. And you can get a maximum of 4 tickets. And y'all, I'll be more than happy to take an entourage, because y'all, you know, it can be the, oh, where is the Big Fatty? Price is Right. Come on down, Big Fatty. Hoot Nanny. There at Television City in Hollywood. Y'all, I think it'll just be fun. It'll be fun. And y'all, who knows? You might win. You might win a chance to play Plinko. Or, you know, y'all, you might even get to do the Yodel Man. The Yodel, 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 Yodel. But y'all, I'm sure there are some that are shut-ins and are not. Oh, no, 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 I can, oh, no. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the www, because y'all, I've got some e-letters, and let me see here now. We've talked about that. Y'all, a couple of these things I want to get out of the way, because I've been holding them, and some of them are crema things. Y'all, Paul, the kitten whisperer, has sent me something that says the differences between why is a crema tree better than a man sometimes. Number one, a crema tree is always erect. Number two, even small ones give satisfaction. Number three, a crema tree stays up for 12 days and nights. Number four, a crema tree always looks good, even with the lights on. Number five, a crema tree has cute balls. Y'all, once again, Big Fatty would be more than happy. Anyway. Number six, a crema tree doesn't get mad if you break one of its balls. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And number seven, y'all, you can't feel a crema tree before you take it home. Oh, excuse me, you can feel. You messed up the fucking punchline. You can feel a crema tree before you take it home. Well, Big Fatty feel, well, never mind. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me something too. Is the difference. What would have happened if it had been three wise women? Oh, dear Gussie, instead of three wise men. Number one, they would have asked for directions. They would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby. They would have cleaned the stable. They would have brought practical gifts, and they would have made a casserole. But what would they have said as they left? As they left, they would have said, want to bet on how long it'll take before you get your casserole dish back? Did you see that drummer boy? He can beat my drum anytime. Did you see the sandals Mary was wearing with that gown? I heard Joseph wasn't working right now. And that donkey they are riding has seen better days. Virgin my ass, I knew her in school, and that baby doesn't look like anything like Joseph. Well, maybe if you look at his junk, it'll look similar.
Well, I still haven't seen Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, I'm supposed to say something here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.